Thank you, Sandy.
And Raquel. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, I would like to open it back in the book of John, chapter 7. Because this morning, how many of you get the bulletin this morning today? You can see a picture of a person drinking water. And that's what I'm going to be talking about this morning. And I don't know if you are thirsty or not. But you know, us living in the desert, we know how important it is to have water. About 4 years ago, we went through a big hurricane. It was number one, then number two, then back to number one. It was there for about almost 3 days in Cabo. Well, to make a long story short, we lost electricity, we lost power, and we lost the city water, running water. And we were without electricity for about a week. So we had to eat everything that we had in the freezer, so we gained a few pounds that week. And then we lost the city water for a whole month. So we know the importance of water, especially being in the desert. And that's what I'm going to be talking about this morning. So if you have your Bibles with you, I just want to read a couple of verses in John 7, 37 and 38. And I believe that it's very important for us to read it with our own eyes. And it says, "In the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.'" Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you so much for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die and pay for our sins, who came and to bring that living water. You are that living water that we all need to drink from. Thank you, Father, for giving us salvation through Jesus. Thank you for your word. And Father, I want you to use me this morning. You know each one of us here today. You know our needs. You know when we are happy, when we are glad. But you also know when we are sad. You know when we feel lonely. You know how we feel right now. And my prayer, Lord Jesus, is that you, and because only you can do it, fill each one of our hearts today. So please open not just our minds so that we can understand your word, but open our hearts so that we can make the living water real in us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So this morning I will be talking about four things very quickly. I will be focusing on the need for living water, because it's very important, the invitation for living water, the how to get that living water, and the results of drinking that living water. You know, down there sometimes I know that this never happens to you, but I get so involved in whatever I'm doing that I forget about taking the time to drink water. And I say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to finish this little thing that I'm doing and then I will get some water." Then, without realizing, I start getting a headache. Well, I start feeling dizzy. My mouth is all dry. And you see, those are the symptoms for being thirsty physically, right? I don't know that this never happened to any of you. You are very smart people here, right? You always take the time to drink water. But that happens to me. But you know, spiritually speaking, sometimes we get thirsty. Now, you may say, "Well, wait, what are you talking about?" Let me give you some of the symptoms, okay? And maybe you may be able to agree with me on this. Sometimes we get aggravated for little things. Sometimes we even get angry because somebody say hello to us. Sometimes we get disappointed. Sometimes we get hurt with little comments that somebody made. Sometimes we feel very discouraged. Sometimes we feel very lonely. Sometimes we feel very ungrateful. Now, those are symptoms of being, spiritually speaking, thirsty. How many of you, and you don't have to raise your hands, but I believe, at least me, sometimes I get, spiritually speaking, thirsty. I get aggravated for little things. I feel guilty for nothing. Sometimes I feel discouraged. You know, those are symptoms of being, spiritually speaking, thirsty. But now, in that verse 37, John 7, 37, it says, if anyone is thirsty, and I just want to stop there, because there is so much that we can get from there. If anyone is thirsty, what is it saying? What is the Word of God telling me this morning? If I am thirsty. But you see, we have to recognize that we are thirsty. If we do not recognize that we are thirsty, you know, we will never take the time to stop and drink water. So the first thing that we need to do is, I need to stop and I say, you know, Lord, I need you. I am thirsty. And Jesus, in that day, the last day of that great feast, I just want to put it into our living situation right now. Let's say Thanksgiving Day, okay? At the end of the day, if anybody stand up in your house or your friend's house, say, does anybody want anything else to drink or to eat? What is the answer? We all know. You don't have to tell me, because that happened to me. You know, I have been eating all day, and then at the end of the day, is anybody thirsty? I cannot even drink a drop of water. Well, at the end of that great feast, Jesus stood up and said, if anyone is thirsty. But they didn't get the point, because they didn't know what he was talking about. They were thinking about more turkey, more, you know, pumpkin pie, you know, put in our day, you know, more cheesecake. No. Jesus was talking about, if anyone is thirsty, he was talking about eternal things. So they didn't get the point at that time. And then the invitation comes, and that's the second point. The invitation comes on that same verse, 7:37. After he said, if anyone is thirsty, he said, come to me. And that is the greatest invitation that a person can even get. Come to Jesus. Come to me, but not to me, but come to the Jesus that lives in me. And that's our responsibility, to invite people to come to him, not to us. And I believe that if you are drinking from him, that's going to be contagious. Other people are going to begin to see that you are different. And that happens to me when I went back to Colombia to visit my family one time. I met with three friends. One is a professional musician who plays for the symphony orchestra in the city, and a very good musician. And the other one is a lawyer, and the other one was a history teacher. And they all said to me, you are different. And I said, really? Did I gain weight? In what way? No. You have something. And I said, well, what do you see? And they said, you have, like, peace in you, you know? And it wasn't because me. It was because Jesus was living in me. And then I was able to tell them, you know, you can have it too. It's free. Of course, they didn't get the point. But I was able to, that was a perfect opportunity for me to tell them about Jesus Christ and my own personal experience with him, how I became a Christian. Anyway, in the Old Testament, there are several passages where it tells us in the book of Isaiah, and I don't want to take the time to look in the Bible, but you can write it, as Isaiah 55:1, it says, come, all who are thirsty. It's an invitation. Come, all who are thirsty. And then in the book of Revelation, it says, to him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost, and from the spring of the water of life, without cost. Why? Because he already paid for it. Jesus paid for it. Jesus is inviting each one of us today to come and drink from him. And then the third point, how to get that living water. And I believe that this is so important, because today there are so many people that have been deceived. And it looks good, but if it's not in the Bible, I keep telling the people down there, don't believe whatever I say. Don't believe it if it's not in the Bible. How to get that living water? And there are two ways. If you look in the book of Jeremiah, in the Old Testament, chapter 2, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, it says, the Israelites, you know, talking about they were trying to quench that spiritual thirst. It says, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. So they did two things wrong. The first one is that they have forsaken the Lord. That fountain, that's the spring of living water, they forgot about him. And we read that over and over in the Old Testament. And I believe that that's what we're seeing in our days today. There are many people that just, we were just talking to a missionary couple to Holland, and they said the people that are there, so dead, spiritually speaking. They don't want to hear anything about God. They just want to hear all about money and material possessions, you know, but they want to hear nothing about God. They have forsaken the fountain of living water, which is Jesus, God. And the second thing that the people had done in the passage that we read in Jeremiah was that they dug their own water systems, broken cisterns. I don't know if you have ever seen, you saw one of the pictures, that big tank that we were building. Well, now it's all finished. It's an underground water system for the future to use it, not necessarily for drinking, but mainly for the toilets. And where we're thinking about in the future, in case of hurricanes, we want the church to become like a shelter. So we wanted to have plenty of water there, you know. So, but have you ever seen a broken water system? Now, if you had not seen a broken water system, you would notice it when you get your water bill at the end of the month. I mean, one way or another, you're going to find out that water system, if it's broken, because it's leaking, you're going to find out. Now, what am I talking about? The broken systems today. It can be money, and money is not bad. Money is not sinful in itself. Business, we get so busy in doing whatever we can. We get so interested in buying more things. The latest cell phone, you know. Down there we have some kids, you know, they come out with, oh, look at my cell phone, you know. It has a new camera, it has this, and even has a toilet. Oh, no, just kidding. I mean, they have all kinds of things in these days in the cell phones. And then one day I say, hey, can I use your phone? I don't have credit. Oh, but you have a camera. And you don't have a credit. I don't understand that. I mean, they have all these technologies in the cell phone, but they don't have credit. So what is it good for? But anyway, that's a different story. So pleasure, relationships, those can be broken systems. What I'm saying is, when we focus our attention in all those things and don't focus our attention in Jesus Christ, those things will never satisfy our spiritual thirst. We can have the latest cell phone, we can have the latest house, the latest car, the latest whatever TV, that will never, and TV and cars and homes, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's nice to have a home, a nice home and a nice TV, but if that becomes the center of our attention, we miss the point. But how? So those are the wrong ways to fill that broken, that spiritual need that we need. Those are the wrong ways. So what are the right ways? In the book of Isaiah, it says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And that's found in the book of Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. To draw. Draw is an action. And I just want to illustrate it with this bucket. I just brought a bucket here because this is what we use when in Cabo, from our water system in our house, when the power goes off. See, there is no other way to get water but with the bucket. So you see, I didn't grow up in a farm, so sometimes I have a hard time. So I throw the bucket in the water system, and it goes like that. I don't know if you can see it. Let me put it here. It goes to the bottom, I mean to the top of the water down there, just like that. Is it going to get full? No. Are you going to get full just by coming to church and sitting there like a bucket? No. Right? No. I mean, you know, we can take a list, you know, who is here? Yeah. But if you are just here, sitting there, doing nothing, it's not going to get full. So what I do, I try to play with it, you know. And then it goes like that, and then you start getting full. So the first thing that we have to do is to draw water. How do we do that? What do you have in your hands? You have the water fountain. You have that cistern that is going to fill up your heart. So don't just have the Bible at home and bring it to church every Sunday. Have your Bible at home and open it and read it. And then that's how you're going to start drawing that water. Okay, now we got the water in here, right? Oh, beautiful. Hot day. You know, I finally got water to brush my teeth. That's it. Now, finally, I have water to drink. Is that going to take care of my thirst? No. So what I need to do with that beautiful water, because my mouth is dry right now, I have to drink it. Let's go to, excuse me, John 7:37. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Drink is a verb. It's an action. Verb is an action. So we have to drink. Whoever believes in me. So we have to drink from that living water. We have to drink from the Word of God. And another thing that we need to do, if we go to the book of Psalms, the first chapter, Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, when it's talking about, blessed is the man whose, and then it keeps going, delight in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Delight. I just want to stop there for 1 second. Okay, not only we have to draw the water, we also have to drink it, but we also have to delight in it. What do you read today? The Bible. You are not delighting in it. Now, delighting has the idea of when I see my family eating ice cream, and I just happen to have an ice cream here. How many of you like ice cream? I love ice cream. But, you know, it's so good to see my family eating ice cream. And I delight eating ice cream. Usually, I'm the last to end my little cup of ice cream because I delight in it. And that's what God is telling us to do. We need to delight in the Word of God. If anyone is thirsty, come to me. Lord, I want to go to you. I want to delight in you. What do you have to tell me this morning? Through the music, the beautiful music, through the message, through the Sunday school class, through this week. Lord, what do you have to teach me today? And I want to delight in you. I want to enjoy it. I want to get, you know, that sweetness, that coldness, the good taste of that ice cream. That's what I want to get from your word. Now, what are the results? And this is the last point. The results of drinking that living water. In that same Psalm 1, verse 3, it says, he will be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. And it got my attention that he says, that we will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Now, you may not notice that very much here because here we get rain, you know, everything is green. Down there where we live, everything is brown. So I remember one time we went, I think it was 11 months, without a single drop of rain. And the first time that it rained, we had so much fun. We put our bathing suit, we watched the car with the rain, we run and we jump and we had like a feast of that. We enjoyed ourselves in the rain. And he says, you know, he's like a tree planted. When a tree is planted, it's planted there to stay and to grow, right? Now, you are here for a reason. You are not here just to stay, but you are here to grow in Christ. Amen? How many of you would like to grow in Christ? And I want to grow in Christ. And I pray, Lord, please help me to grow. We all need to grow. So we will be like a tree planted by the water. The best thing about that is that it will produce its fruit at the right time. Sometimes we want to give fruit when there is no time, you know? But there is time for everything, the Bible says. You will be like a well-watered garden. And I know that some of you love gardens. And now that we're staying in New Jersey, the Garden State, I mean, there are flowers everywhere, you know? In our little town, we have three circles, you know? Very confusing, but anyway, we go through the traffic there, and there are flowers everywhere. People love flowers down there. And it says in the book of Isaiah 58:11, the Lord will guide you, your way, will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs. I love that. In sun's scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. That never fail. In the original language, it means deceive not. We will not be deceived. If we will continue, if we will stay in the Word of God, we will not be deceived. And that is why it is so important for us to read the Bible. Because there are a lot of people these days in churches that have been deceived. But they are not taking the time to drink from that living water, from the Word of God. And also I like it that we will be satisfied in Him. Nothing else can satisfy our hearts but Jesus Himself. Then thirdly, the streams of living water will flow from within us. And that's what it says in John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. In other words, we will be contagious Christians. People are going to begin to see something in us. They're going to begin to see that we are different. And fourthly, you will be like a fruit. You will be fruitful to bring Christ's healings to others. You will be able to give counsel to other people. You will be able to encourage other people. I remember when we were in Cabo several years ago, there was a couple that wanted to get divorced. They went to a counselor, a secular counselor, and this person said, you have to divorce. There's nothing else to do here. They came to a Christian friend that we know, and they say, hey, how about we bring Jesus into the equation here? They decided not to get divorced. Now they're back together, and they're going to church. And so that's the kind of fruits that the Bible is talking about. That's the kind of healing that the Bible is talking about. And also in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, and we don't have time to read the whole passage, but it's a beautiful passage, chapter 47, verse 12. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor not will their fruit fail. I love that. There always be fruit in those trees. Every month they will be bare because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. And he's talking about a beautiful passage in the Old Testament and talking about how water will flow from the temple. And first it will not be very deep, ankle deep, and then knee deep, and then waist, and then it will be deep enough that they can swim. In other words, God has a lot to give us if we stay in Him. So in conclusion, on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Let us pray. And I will like each one of you to close your eyes, because I believe that the Lord has something to give you, to give us. But I just want to ask you a question. Do you know that you are thirsty, spiritually speaking. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you felt something in your heart, in your own personal relationship with God, and that was missing. Are you trying? Are you drinking from that living water? Or are you building broken systems? Are you trusting more your abilities, your work, the money that you make, than trusting more in Jesus? Are you drawing from that well of salvation? Are you drinking from it? Are you delighting in it? Are you experiencing a good walk with the Lord this morning? And if you don't have Jesus in your heart, I would like to invite you to come and drink from Him. You can come and talk to the pastor. You can come and talk to one of the church leaders. They will be able to help you with the Word of God to be able to satisfy that spiritual thirst that you may have in your heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for that wonderful living water that you offer to us today. And thank you, Lord Jesus, because you have been feeding us, but we have been rejecting you many times because we are so busy. We are so preoccupied with our business, with our things that we have to do. So I pray, Father, that you will open and you will continue to work in each one of our lives. Thank you so much for that living water. In Jesus' precious name, amen.